The following is a presentation of Tomorrow's World.
The Bible is a great mystery to many people around the world. And yes, there are mysteries contained in the ancient book that even Bible scholars do not understand. But as Jesus himself revealed in a prayer to his Father, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them to babes. That's in Matthew 11, verse 25. The greatest spiritual knowledge available to mankind is revealed in this book, but most do not understand its mysteries. Where in the Bible are the United States, Great Britain, Australia, New Zealand, and other English-speaking nations identified? What is the purpose and meaning of life? Why were you born? What really happens when you die? What is the future of the world? Will all life on earth be destroyed? Is there a spirit world? These are all mysteries to billions of people around the world. But God has revealed the answers to these mysteries in the Holy Bible. On today's program, we'll be offering you a free Bible study course that will help you understand amazing truths that even millions of professing Christians do not understand. The Tomorrow's World Bible Study course contains 24 lessons. This free Bible study course will help you learn the great mysteries of life and the truth of original Christianity taught by Jesus and the apostles. You need to understand the secrets hidden from most of humanity. You need to understand five great Bible mysteries. They have been revealed. Stay tuned. Warm greetings to all our friends around the world. The Bible is a mystery to millions around the world. Indeed, the Bible contains mysteries, but it also reveals the truth hidden behind those mysteries. But there are many misconceptions about the Bible. Christianity Today's Leadership Journal reported on the level of common biblical knowledge. Quote, Pew asked 3,400 Americans 32 questions about the Bible, Christianity, and other world religions. The results were surprising. It turns out that on average, atheists answered more questions correctly than evangelicals, end of quote. Jesus stated this powerful truth of life. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. That's Luke 4, verse 4. Even those whom the world may consider average, perhaps uneducated, God calls to understand his marvelous truth. Jesus himself prayed to his Father in heaven, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them to babes. That's Matthew 11, verse 25. And as he proclaimed in another prayer, sanctify them by your truth, your word is truth. That's John 17, 17. Yes, God's word, the Bible, is truth. The Bible reveals the great mysteries of life. My friends, you need to know its truths. On today's program, we'll briefly consider five Bible mysteries, and we'll be offering you an inspiring free Bible study course that will help you understand these mysteries and the foundational truths of your own Bible. It's titled Tomorrow's World Bible Study Course. Be sure to write down the phone number and address to order your free introductory lessons. You can also order this free Bible study course on our website at tomorrowsworld.org. As Jesus pointed out, the great men, leaders, and scholars of the world do not understand what you can understand. Bible mystery number one is the origin of nations. Where in the Bible can you find nations such as the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand? Obviously, those names do not appear in the Bible, but the ancestors of those nations are prominently named. One of the greatest principles for understanding Bible prophecy is to know where in the Bible such nations are mentioned. You need to know the biblical origins of these nations. Most theologians and preachers are way off base in their prophetic frameworks because they lack that knowledge. When you know the biblical origins of nations, you can understand many prophetic mysteries in your Bible. Now, the Bible does mention such nations as Egypt, Libya, and Ethiopia. And it may surprise you that Assyria will eventually be one of the prominent nations in tomorrow's world, along with Egypt and Israel. You can read about that in Isaiah 19, verse 23. Also read the 10th and 11th chapters of Isaiah. But my friends, who is modern Assyria? Several years ago in our Tomorrow's World magazine, we previously published an article on this subject. Listen carefully. Quote, Germany's cultural history and national character resemble Assyria's like no other nation. When the Bible speaks of Assyria in the end times, it is speaking of Germany. No other modern nation fits the description so completely. End of quote. Once you know the biblical identity of modern Germany, you can understand major prophecies in your Bible. Longtime viewers of Tomorrow's World are familiar with the biblical history of Israel and Judah, two separate kingdoms. God sent prophets warning the northern kingdom of Israel to repent of its idolatry and wickedness. Israel refused to humble itself, and God sent the whole nation into Assyrian captivity in 721 BC. The kingdom of Judah later followed Israel's example of idolatry, and God sent them into Babylonian captivity, emphasized by the destruction of Jerusalem in 586 BC. This map shows the movements of the two kingdoms in their captivity. After 70 years captivity, God allowed Judah to return to Jerusalem and the Holy Land. Now in the end time, the house of Judah established the modern nation called Israel in 1948. Bible students know that this historic development sets the stage for major end time prophecies. But what happened to their 10 tribes after their Assyrian captivity in 721 BC? The kingdom of Israel became known as the 10 lost tribes of Israel. Their migrations are recorded throughout history. Their descendants down through history eventually became the peoples of America and Great Britain. Other descendants of the 10 lost tribes can also be identified in the nations of Northwest Europe. You can learn more about this amazing history and the migrations of the 10 lost tribes of Israel in our amazing Tomorrow's World Bible Study course. Lesson 4 is titled, Reveal the Master Key to Bible Prophecy. This lesson will reveal the identity of our modern English-speaking nations and their biblical origin. And it will make plain the prophetic destiny of these nations from the pages of your Bible. Bible mystery number 1 is the origin of nations. We'll continue with more Bible mysteries in the next part of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you our free inspiring Bible study course. The Bible reveals your potential future and the future of the world. It reveals the great mysteries of life that science, education, and even religion have not taught you. The Bible is an up-to-date book. It's a timely book. In fact, the first lesson of Tomorrow's World Bible Study course is titled, The Bible, A Book for Today. You need this amazing free 24-lesson course. Please understand, we expect you to use your own Bible daily in conjunction with this course. You'll learn from your own Bible amazing truths that have been totally overlooked and even rejected by many religious teachers. Lesson 2 is, Are We Living in the Last Days? Lesson 3, Can You Understand Bible Prophecy? Lesson 4 is titled, Reveal the Master Key to Bible Prophecy. You need this free Bible study course. So pick up the telephone right now and request the Tomorrow's World Bible Study course. There's no cost or obligation. Just telephone or write, and we'll send you the first 4 lessons of our free 24-lesson Bible study course. You can also order your free Bible study course on our website at tomorrowsworld.org, or you can write to us at one of our regional addresses.
For today's free informative offer, send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. Or call this toll-free number, 1-800-493-5437.
That number again is 1-800-493-5437. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
In the first part of our program, we saw that one of the great mysteries is the identity of modern nations in the pages of your Bible. One key principle for understanding Bible prophecy is to know where the Bible mentions such nations as the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand. You need to know the biblical origins of these nations. Yes, you can find the modern Western nations in Bible history and prophecy. Our Tomorrow's World Bible Study course will explain this to you in great detail. Request your free copy today. When you have this knowledge, you can understand major prophecies that have been mysteries to millions of people. On today's program, we're discussing five Bible mysteries. Bible mystery number one is the origin of nations. Bible mystery number two is the end of this age. Since the invention of nuclear weapons, mankind has faced the real possibility of total human extinction. And Jesus warned us of the great tribulation in Matthew 24, verse 21. For then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. My friends, we all know we are living in dangerous times. But are we really living in the prophetic end times? Lesson number two of our Tomorrow's World Bible Study course answers that question. Jesus Christ gave the outline of end time events in the famous Olivet Prophecy documented in Matthew 24, Mark 13, and Luke 24. He warned us of the three major events leading up to his second coming. One, the Great Tribulation. Two, the heavenly signs, and three, the day of the Lord. These events cover about 3.5 years leading up to the return of Christ. Then Jesus Christ will rule the world for 1,000 years, as it points out in Revelation 20, verse 6. We pray daily, your kingdom come. That kingdom will mark the end of this age, and it will bring in a world peace to all nations in the kingdom and age to come. Just what is the kingdom of God? It's a mystery to millions. Lesson number 8 of our Bible study course will reveal the inspiring answer to that question. My friends, your Bible reveals the mystery of Earth's future and the incredible human potential that God has in store for all human beings. We briefly shared the Bible's revelation of divine prophecy. Bible mystery number 2 is the end of this age. Bible mystery number 3 is the purpose of human life. My friends, why were you born? What is the purpose of human life? The ancient Greeks came up with a wide range of answers. The 4th century BC saw the rise of three principal schools of thought in Greece: Epicureanism, Stoicism, and Skepticism. The Apostle Paul was quite familiar with these ancient schools of thought. Paul visited Athens about 50 AD. Turn in your Bible to Acts, the 17th chapter. Acts 17, verse 18. Then certain Epicurean and Stoic philosophers encountered him, the Apostle Paul, and some said, "What does this babbler want to say?" Others said, "He seems to be a proclaimer of foreign gods, because he preached to them Jesus and the resurrection." And they took him and brought him to the Areopagus, or Mars Hill, saying, "May we know what this new doctrine is of which you speak?" Paul then proclaimed to them the Creator God, who made the world and everything in it. And he made this fundamental yet astounding observation in verse 28. "For in him we live and move and have our being, as also some of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring." God wants us to be a part of His immortal family. The Messiah, Jesus Christ, is the firstborn from the dead, Revelation 1 verse 5. He is the firstborn of many brethren, as it tells us in Romans 8 verse 29. God's children will be transformed from mortal to immortal at the resurrection, as it states in 1 Corinthians 15 verse 53. Yes, you have an opportunity to belong to an immortal family, to be a part of God's kingdom and royal family. Remember, Jesus taught us in Matthew 6, verse 33, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." Yes, God is the Father, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, as it tells us in Ephesians 3, verses 14 and 15. God wants you in His family. You can learn more about that awesome purpose in lesson number 6 of tomorrow's World Bible Study course. This lesson titled, Why Were You Born?, reveals mankind's destiny, and this lesson also explains the mysteries of heaven, hell, and the pagan doctrine of the immortal soul. You need this inspiring Bible study course. It's completely free of charge, and we'll send you the first 4 lessons. Be sure to request your free Bible study course. Call now.
Today's offer is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. Visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. Find us on Facebook, watch us on YouTube, and follow us on Twitter.
One of the great Bible mysteries is the fate of those millions and billions of people who have died and have not heard the name of Jesus Christ. Bible mystery number 4 is God's plan of salvation. How could a loving God condemn to an ever-burning hellfire those who never had a real opportunity to be saved spiritually? God is love, and He has a plan of salvation relatively few on this earth understand. Approximately one-third of earth's population calls itself Christian. Will two-thirds of the current 7.3 billion people go to a burning hellfire when they die? That's about 4.9 billion people. Is that God's purpose? My friends, let's understand. God's purpose is to invite all human beings into His kingdom through Jesus Christ. The Apostle Peter tells us in 2 Peter 3, verse 9, that God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. The Apostle Paul emphasizes this point in 1 Timothy 2, verse 4, stating that God desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. We can be reconciled to God by the shed blood of Christ, and we can be saved by Christ's life. Read that inspiring section in Romans 5, verses 6 through 10. But God requires repentance of our sins. On the day of Pentecost in 31 AD, when the New Testament church began, the Apostle Peter addressed the masses of people. Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. That's Acts 2, verse 38. Lesson 11 of our free Bible study course is titled, What is Real Conversion? This lesson covers the mystery of salvation much more thoroughly than we have time for on this program. My friends, if you have deeply repented and accepted Christ as your living Savior and Lord, and if you've committed yourself to do God's will and not your own, and if you've committed yourself to keep His commandments and to live by every word of God, as Jesus said in Matthew 4:4 and Luke 4:4, you may want to counsel for baptism. We have representatives of many regions around the world. Just call the number on the screen or contact us on our website at tomorrowsworld.org or write to us at one of our regional offices. On the day of Pentecost in 31 AD, 3,000 were baptized. Read about that in Acts 2, verse 40. The New Testament Church of God began on an annual holy day called the Feast of Weeks in Exodus 34, 22, also known as the Feast of Harvest in Exodus 23, verse 16, or the Day of First Fruits in Numbers 28, verse 26. This holy day is now called the Day of Pentecost. Notice that the apostles were observing that annual holy day, Acts 2, verse 1. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, They were all with one accord in one place. True Christians continue to observe Pentecost to this day. They also observe the New Testament Passover, the Feast of Tabernacles, and the last great day Jesus observed in John 7, verse 37. God's plan of salvation is revealed through the biblical holy days and festivals. You can learn more of that plan from our Bible study course. Lesson 14 is titled, Passover Season, God's People Made Innocent. Lesson 15 is titled, Pentecost Season, God's People Made Holy. Lesson 16 is titled, The Fall Festivals, God's People Enter Glory. Bible mystery number 4 is God's plan of salvation. My friends, you can learn more about that inspiring and exciting plan of salvation as you study your Bible. Tomorrow's World Bible Study course will help you in your study of the Bible. This free Bible study course reveals the mystery of salvation and many other hidden truths in your Bible. This course is available to you free of charge. It consists of 24 lessons, and we'll send you the first 4 lessons at your request. You'll learn from your own Bible amazing truths that have been totally overlooked or even rejected by many religious teachers. You need this free Bible study course. So pick up the telephone right now and request the Tomorrow's World Bible Study course. There's no cost or obligation. Just telephone or write, and we'll send you the first 4 lessons. You can also order your free Bible study course on our website at tomorrowsworld.org, or you can write to us at one of our regional addresses.
For today's free informative offer, send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. Or call this toll-free number, 1-800-493-5437. That number again is 1-800-493-5437. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
One of our greatest worries is the danger facing planet Earth. The human race faces deadly threats. These deadly threats include nuclear war, supervolcanoes, asteroids, and plague. The CNN series titled Planet in Peril featured wholesale destruction of forests and increasing numbers of extinct animal species. Jesus Christ preached the gospel of the kingdom of God. The good news is that Christ will return to save humanity from destroying itself. We mentioned earlier that Lesson 8 of our Bible study course is titled, What is the Kingdom of God? The good news is that we can be born into that kingdom as God's immortalized children. Bible mystery number 5 is our ultimate destiny. What is the ultimate destiny of mankind? Our ultimate salvation is described in the resurrection chapters of your Bible, 1 Corinthians 15 and 1 Thessalonians 4. Faithful Christians will be changed at the resurrection from mortal to immortal. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. That's 1 Corinthians 15, verses 53 and 54. The resurrected saints will rule the physical nations for 1,000 years under the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We pray for God's kingdom to come. What happens after the 1,000 years? The second great resurrection takes place, as it tells us in Revelation 20, verse 5. But the rest of the dead did not live again until the 1,000 years were finished. The second great resurrection is a resurrection to judgment. Human beings who died not knowing the true Jesus Christ of your Bible, those spiritually blinded to the truth, will be physically resurrected and have a lifetime of judgment. This judgment will give them their first opportunity for salvation. You can read about the Great White Throne Judgment, as it's called, in Revelation 20, verses 11 and 12. Those who have repented and accepted God's gift of eternal life through Christ will live forever in God's royal family. Those who reject God's grace and who seal their character as evil will be totally destroyed in the lake of fire described in Revelation 20, verses 14 and 15. This is the second death from which there is no resurrection. That's Revelation 20, verse 14. The earth will then be totally purified by fire. The Apostle Peter writes in 2 Peter 3, verse 10, that the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. We look forward to the coming kingdom of God. Beyond the millennium and the white throne judgment, God will establish the new heavens and the new earth. Our ultimate destiny is to inherit all things, the universe. Read that in Revelation 21, verse 7. He who overcomes shall inherit all things. That includes the entire universe. And I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Bible mystery number 5 is our ultimate destiny. On today's program, we've briefly discussed 5 Bible mysteries. God wants you to be a part of his glorious family and kingdom forever. But you need to study these mysteries in your own Bible. Tomorrow's World Bible Study course will give you the help you need. Be sure to request your first 4 lessons. This Bible study course is free of charge. You can also take the course online. Just click the Bible Study Course tab at the top of our tomorrowsworld.org webpage. Be sure to request your free Bible study course. We invite you to join us every week on Tomorrow's World program. Roderick Meredith and I will continue to share with you the teachings of Jesus Christ and the exciting end time prophecies and their meaning. We also invite you to join our colleagues, Wallace Smith and Rod King. They'll continue to give you special perspectives on Bible prophecy, biblical truth, and Christian living. So be sure to join us again next week right here at this same time.
To view the Tomorrow's World telecast or request today's free offer, visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. And remember to find us on Facebook and be sure to follow us on Twitter. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.